Hey folks, right now I'm writing my King Dude Rubs Cast Iron and Grill Cookbook, and I want your swine and Black Angus-based success stories for it. Send me your stories to steak@whitechurch.com, and don't forget the pictures, because people like them pictures.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, December 13th, 2021. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. G7 countries are warning Russia of massive consequences if Russia attacks Ukraine. Four states call in the National Guard to deal with the healthcare staffing crisis. A juror at the Jussie Smollett trial said the panel didn't think he was a very good actor on the stand. A family photo from Kentucky found on a car windshield over 150 miles away in Indiana following a tornado. And good riddance, a top Twitter trend as Chris Wallace leaves Fox for CNN. G7 countries are warning Russia of massive consequences if Russia attacks Ukraine. Our political news correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
Russia will face massive consequences and severe cost if it pursues further military aggression against Ukraine, foreign ministers from the G7 group of democratic powers warned on Sunday. The G7 countries are united in their condemnation of Russia's military buildup and aggressive rhetoric towards Ukraine, ministers said in a statement following 2 days of talks in the northern English city of Liverpool. We call on Russia to de-escalate, pursue diplomatic channels, and abide by its international commitments on transparency of military activities, reads the statement on behalf of ministers from Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States. Whether G7 countries' leaders like it or not, they cannot control Russia. That has always been the issue that G7 countries have with Russia. Russia cannot be controlled. Russia will not bow down to what those leaders want. So it may be a better option for them to try to bring Russia to the table more rather than just condemning Russia, because we've seen in the past that does not work, and the world is at too fragile of a point to simply be isolating Russia politically and on the international stage. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
At least four states in recent weeks have called in members of the National Guard to deal with healthcare staffing issues amid COVID-19 vaccine mandates for hospital and nursing home workers. Late last week, Indiana became the latest state to deploy the National Guard to hospitals. The Indiana Department of Health confirmed to local media that Guard members were sent to 13 facilities after officials with Indiana University Health, the state's largest hospital system, made the request. Indiana University officials said it's dealing with all-time highs of both COVID-19 and non-COVID-19 patients. Earlier this year, about 125 Indiana University healthcare workers were fired for not complying with the system's vaccine mandate, although the hospital said at the time that most fired workers were part-time. A juror at the Jussie Smollett trial said the 12-member panel didn't think he was a very good actor when he took the witness stand. The unidentified juror said the panel knew the Empire actor was lying when he testified at his disorderly conduct trial and found two brothers who claimed the actor paid them to stage a hate crime more credible. She said the jury even felt they were doing the actor a favor by finding him guilty on only 5 counts of the 6 counts of felony disorderly conduct he was facing, she told the Chicago Sun-Times. It wasn't an easy decision, the juror told the outlet. You've got the mother sitting there. Smollett, who is Black and openly gay, said his attacker shouted homophobic and racist slurs and later filed a police report claiming he was the victim of a hate crime. At the trial, the brothers who aided him testified the attack was definitely a hoax. A decades-old photo that was reported to belong to a family from Kentucky has been found over 150 miles away in Indiana after a swarm of tornadoes carved through the region on Friday night. Katie Poston shared in a Facebook post she found an old photograph stuck to the windshield of her car on Saturday morning. The black and white photo showed a woman in striped sunglasses and a headscarf holding a little boy in her lap. And on the back, written in cursive, it said, Gertie Swatzel and J.D. Swatzel, 1942. A lot of people shared it on Facebook, and someone came across it who was friends with a man with the same last name, and they tagged him, Poston said. Our quote of the day, the Lord has turned all our sunsets into sunrise. Saint Clement. And coming up, our saint of the day, a spurned suitor accused her of being a Christian, and she was martyred for it. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
It used to be that little girls were made of sugar and spice and everything nice. But nowadays, too many parents have allowed themselves to be guilt-tripped into raising their daughters to be hawkish business executives, overworked doctors, and childless, lonely women. While only a few raise their girls to be homemakers, moms, or religious. Please. Well, the Catholic Corner has a Christmas gift set to nurture the latter and a whole lot more. Start with Father LaSance's The Catholic Girl's Guide, then add Carrie Gress's Marian Consecration for Children, a beautiful St. Therese prayer card and keychain, and finish it off with her very own brown scapular, all for one low price. And of course, you know that you can get your set gift wrapped too. Reserve your set for girls to become modest, holy young Catholic women today at shop.mikechurch.com.
Our saint of the day is Saint Lucy. Little is known about Saint Lucy except that she had taken a vow of virginity and she was martyred in 304. Yet devotion to her sprung up in the early church, and she is mentioned among the martyrs in the first Eucharist prayer. Older books have a lengthy paragraph detailing a small number of traditions. Newer books have the same lengthy paragraph showing that there is little basis in history for these traditions. The single fact survives that a disappointed suitor accused Lucy of being a Christian, and she was executed in Syracuse, Sicily, in the year 304 as a result. But it is also true that her name is mentioned in the first Eucharist prayer and that geographical places are named after her. The moral courage of the young Sicilian martyr shines forth as a guiding light, just as bright for today's youth as it was in AD 304. And hashtag good riddance is among the top trends Sunday on Twitter as anti-Trump host Chris Wallace announced he is leaving Fox News Sunday for CNN's streaming service. He'll be controlled by the radical left, then-President Donald Trump said about the prospect of facing Wallace as moderator in the one and only 2020 presidential debate. They control him. Former Trump advisor Steve Cortez tweeted his testy exchange with Wallace after that debate, where Wallace was blasted for haranguing Trump and his incredibly biased performance as debate moderator. Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.